with Martin Bester.
Do you know what emojis mean when Gen Zs use it on social media? TikTok, Instagram, WhatsApp, obviously. Because it's not as obvious as it seems. I mean, for you, a little smiley face may mean one thing, and to them it's got a whole different meaning. For instance, when you've have you seen the eye and then the lips and the eye all in the same like line?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It means it expresses shock or awkwardness.
Really? I thought it was just building a big face.
That's just awkward.
The blue cap one surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen that before. When people just post a blue cap, for instance, the word cap comes from the slang term no cap, which means no lie.
So if you put a cap, then are you lying?
Yeah, so it's also used by people who are like, you know, fact police.
Okay.
If the cap is there, there's maybe reason to suspect. The term has since resurfaced online, is used to call out people for exaggerating, lying, or embellishing stories online.
Work. See, now I see it.
So I use, we have one thing in common here, myself and the Gen Zs, when it comes to using emojis, and that's the clown face.
All right.
It's just when someone wants to take you for a ride, you know, or someone just wants to use you for personal gain, or stuff like that, or just being foolish.
All right.
That's where the clown face comes in.
Mm-hmm. Right. I see. Emma comes in for exposure. That's the clown face. Yes.
Yeah.
Quit clowning around.
How old are Gen Zs?
So they were born between 1997 and 2012.
Okay. Credit card spark. Have you seen that?
No. Well, technically on TikTok. TikTok, yeah.
It means shut up and take the money.
Oh, I'll take it. Yes, I accept.
Yeah, we'll start using that as well. Used by people when they see something that they would like to buy for themselves in videos and pictures online. But why am I telling you this? Is there anybody listening this morning who could tell me, for instance, what the hourglass is used for? What do you think, Ola?
I do not even text with Gen Z because emojis, for me, this is foreign territory, Mart.
Have you ever used an hourglass in a WhatsApp or anything?
I have no context in which to use it.
So the problem with me is I use emojis that I never use. Remember I said the other day?
Yeah.
I feel that they feel left out, so I just use random emojis.
Yeah.
But even the hourglass.
Because they feel lonely. You've never used it.
I've never used it.
Yeah, use the hourglass.
Time is running out.
Yeah.
Time is of the essence. Are we watching Days of Our Lives?
Oh, really?
No. Because Days of Our Lives has the hour, like sands through the hourglass.
Gen Z, are you using the hourglass when watching Days of Our Lives? Anybody listening this morning, two things. I want to know two ones from you. How else would you use the smiley face? I'm just talking about the usual little smiley face.
The normal smiley face.
The strange one, yes.
Is that maybe the original emoji?
It is the original emoji.
I think it's the first
emoji.
One, yeah.
So two ones. Original smiley face and number two, the hourglass. What could they possibly mean other than just smiley face and time is running out? Let's see. Anyone listening? Enig iemand volgend wat kan verduidelik?
Die smiley face emoji gebruik ek die meeste van die tyd vir sarcasm as iemand iets stupid sê. En die uurglas vir time is running out.
Morning, Martin. It's Rory from Tabeja again. Hourglass. Again, hourglass. An hourglass figure. So somebody who's got a nice figure, you use the hourglass.
Oh.
And Rory. Okay, yeah. Apparently it's, you know, the whole... Yeah,
I didn't expect that.
I thought, that's a bit vapid.
Yeah, no, it's
that is it.
If you use it to comment on someone's curvy figure, which resembles the shape of an hourglass, and the smiley face. Let's hear from Zenobia, actual Gen Z. Hello, Zenobia. How are you? Goeiemôre, gaan dit?
Goed, dankie en self.
Ja, right. Waarvoor gebruik jy die smiley face emoji?
Genade, dit is wat het is. As jy wil smile, smile jy. Ek weet nie waar kry mense hulle ander menings vandaan nie.
Apparently there is. Ja, ek weet nie, maar Gen Z is ook nogal redelijk wyd. I mean, het is enig iets van van 24, as jy, hoe oud is jy nou?
Ek is nou 22.
Okay, so as jy 22 is, maar jy kan ook soos like 9 wees.
Ja, so, nee, ek voel hierdie is meer gemik op die skoolkinders.
Ja, that's ek, true. Ek dink jy is 100% reg. 100% reg. So as jy smiley face gebruik, dan is dit vir 'n smile.
Yes. Ja, ek smile. Dit is wat het is.
I love that. Wat doen jy?
Ek werk by 'n maatskappy in Pretoria en verkoop hardware.
Okay, lekker man. Luister, dankie dat jy luister en die dag saam met ons begin. Ek stuur smaak net vir smiley face.
Met lekker uur werk toe.
Ah, fantasties, ek waardeer dit. En daar is geen bybetekenis nie, dis net 'n smiley face.
Nee, dit is wat dit is.
dit is wat dit is. Lekker werk, Zenobia.
Dankie julle, lekker dag. Bye-bye.
Alright, so there are a few yellow smiling face emojis that vary in their expressions. But the one I'm talking about, the classic one, while it may appear in texts from parents and grandmas who are none the wiser, but then again, also used that by Gen Z, it portrays lack of enthusiasm for a situation without being too blunt about it. Mm. So that one guy who said sarcasm.
Yes, yeah.
Actually,
pretty much.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
I get it. It's when you have to smile and nod. Mm. Mm. I get it completely.
Yeah.
I get sarcasm in emojis. I do understand that, but I would hazard that it's between friends.
Do you read an emoji in your friend's voice?
Yes, you have to,
or even the WhatsApp.
Yes. Yeah, depending on who the sender is.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Mm. It's not just a Gen Z thing. There's just a human thing.
Yeah.
It depends who sends the emoji.
Yes.
Yes.
How you understand it in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their sense of humor or the way they relate to you. And
if Martin sends anything, I'm always leaning to the side of inappropriateness. So I'm always just there like,
what is this?
Is it a smiley face or?
Come on. When I send a little winky face in a group chat, then it's, you know.
It's not a winky face.
Yeah.
It normally means you. No, go on, say it now. Hey, wake up, wake up. Get out of bed already. Wake up with your morning family. Good morning. What up? Breakfast with Martin Bester.